creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Say, 'cause sooner or later we end up in hell anyway. Our lungs ready to shout, it's ready to fight. We are not saints and we won't deny it. Why won't we spend our lives in submission and denial? Why won't we praise the sky if angels deserve to die?
Tonight we die in hell. for Air Radio with your host, Justin McPatches, bitches.
Flair, one more time! Remember Steamboat? And pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo!
Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio. Justin Jordan.
Yeah, it's me. All right, and welcome to Not For Air on podunkradio.com. This is it. It's over now, which is what I kept telling this guy I kept killing on GTA last night. He wouldn't give up, and my whole entire squad bodied his ass. But hey, I've seen repeat offenders like that before, Forrest. So anyway, welcome back. That's it. We're out. This is the maybe the second to final show. It might be the final show. I don't know yet. I do probably have to get on next week and promote Green Jelly one last time. Green Jelly is playing here on the Treasure Coast. That's Stewart, for anybody who doesn't live over here. At Distillery, August 13th, with the Ghetto Zombies, Carol Stop Calling, Nation of the K, The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, and, of course, Green Jelly. Or Green Jello, whatever you prefer. Whatever you prefer. So that's happening. That's going to be amazing. We're going to be there, and it's going to be badass. So it's a good final kickoff to Not For Air. Not For Air has been on the air for 6 years, one form or another, whether it's my own stream or on Rock Out Radio, here on Podunk Radio, now that I own it. Yeah. And, you know, it started out with me, Matt, and Boots, and then me and Matt mostly, and then we did the radio part. And then we ended up having Farion and Sprower and fucking Jordan. And it was just, it didn't last. And then I moved on. And then, you know, I should have stopped right then and there. But I was too stubborn. And I'm like, you know what? Out of spite, I'm going to keep going because they said I couldn't. And I did for four more years, I think. And that's a big deal, you know. That's huge. But at the same time, I'm over it. I've been over it for a while, to be honest with you. I'm fucking over it. You know, I've done everything there is to do here with this show, locally and even not locally. I've done some stuff outside of the area. But, I'll tell you what, it gave me my wife. It gave me more knowledge how to do this. I got equipment for it. And I got a radio station out of it. So that I'm happy about. And I got to do a couple of events. You know, Ryan Jackson at the one, not last year. Great idea. It's just too big, I think. Too fucking big for what it was. And it doesn't work like that, at least locally. It's not supposed to, I don't think. And between the rain and not getting power till 6 and everything getting washed out, it just didn't work out. But the year before that, when we did it at the fucking tiki bar thing and over in Fort Pierce, that was fun. It was a good year. And I had a lot of great interviews. Mad Dog helped me out with that. I had a good time. And, you know, I was also trying to rush things with Podunk in the beginning of the year when I got it finally. And it's just, I've been worn out. So, yeah, I mean, I've done everything. I think the last week was like the only band I never interviewed, not counting Jamie's new band, but I've interviewed Church Girls a couple times. And Jamie Lee will always be cool because he actually shared any interviews that we did and promoted the fuck out of it. We got a lot of views on YouTube with it and on, I think it was Bandcamp. I don't think it was Podbean yet, but either way, he did a great job. And, you know, Jamie's awesome and I appreciate him for that always. He actually gives a shit. And, you know, the guys at Maximum Entertainment give a shit. And I know Scott Dixon over in Defiance gives a shit, and Ian gives a shit, and Take Warming gives a shit. The Ghetto Zombies definitely give a shit. And there's a lot of people that, you know, Break the Hero has always been supportive of us, and they've always been thankful. So, you know, they're awesome. It's just, I mean, what else is there to do? You know, I've been doing this for 6 years. I'm the only one doing it. And then now I'm not. I got another podcast on here that's local, too. That does the same thing, but they do it a little bit differently. And they have a co-host. That's the thing. That's what makes that show better. If I had a co-host, it wouldn't be so bad, but I don't have one. Can't get one. You know, especially if this is supposed to be like a weekly show. So I'm done. Not For Air had a good run and ran 6 years. They'll probably run longer than anybody else's fucking podcast locally. Maybe not Charbroil and El Bandidos because they're awesome. So I support that. But I got Podunk now. You know, I fucking got Podunk. I have a radio station. And either you can work with me or you don't. It's as simple as fucking that. You know, it's I'm not doing this shit that I did with Not For Air. Not For Air, I've already established in a certain way that this is what it was and this is what it was going to do. And I did that. And in a way, it was kind of my downfall because I was too fucking nice. Well, I'm not being nice now. And Podunk Radio certainly is not Not For Air. Podunk Radio is already a well-oiled machine that is already successful and popular. And people listen from all over. And you have great shows like Loud, Fast, and Shitty. We have great shows like The Sick Boys. And, of course, Best Tables in Hell and Brothers Grimm and fucking Not For Air. Well, not even Not For Air. Underground Horror Radio, which is better than Not For Air. And even on Facebook it is. So, you know, I mean, I got the name still because my gamer tag is NFA, you know, McPatches, which is going to always be Not For Air or Not Fucking Around. I think that would have been better. Me and Matt didn't quite think of that right away. And that's that, you know. It's been a good fucking run. But Not For Air is done, you know. I'm okay with that. I have Podunk. I love Podunk. The shows on here are already fucking fantastic. And that was the goal of Not For Air Radio originally. I wanted to have shows on there and other people have their own, you know, shows. And now I kind of got that. Because we do have other shows on here that are good. And I can always add more. I want to do a South Florida show. But so far no one's interested or coming up with excuses why we can't get sponsored or other bullshit. And let's be clear, it's not like I don't have credentials. All right, motherfucker, I got more interviews lined up in 6 years than most people will ever have in their fucking lives, with the exception of Nasty Neil over Without Your Head, because he's been at it for 11 years. And that motherfucker interviews people all the time, multiple times a week, and I'll give him credit for that. He's fucking great. That band earlier you heard, the awesome rockabilly, psychobilly, punkabilly shit, that's fucking the Bloodstrings out of Germany, and I just interviewed them, and their shit's up at Podbean. So go listen to that interview. It's a good interview. Those guys are fucking great, and I love those guys, and I'm glad they're doing well in Germany and Europe, and now they're over here playing, at least on the radio stations in the States, so that's good. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've done open the door, and I'm like, hey, what else can I do? Because now it's like I don't even really want to interview people locally, mostly, because it's like I've already interviewed them, and nobody either seems interested or they're fucking drunk. You know, I have to wait till fucking midnight when the fucking thing's almost over, and then they're like so drunk. Then later on, it's like, oh, can you edit that, or I didn't mean to say that. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. Like, I'm going out of my way here. You know, and I think the most fun I've done is, like, inside, like, at the Brian Jackson thing, inside the little trailer. That was cool. People came over. We sat on the couch. We interviewed. That's the kind of shit I like, a building like that. Or when I did it with the Ghetto Zombies in their studio, which is kind of what I set my office like, so people can just come and hang out. And I was going to have a really nice show about South Florida bands, and it's only about South Florida bands, completely different than Not For Air, because I'm playing shit from Germany and everywhere else, too. And really just make it more serious, not as ridiculous as Not For Air, not like me just fucking around, but like a real good, solid thing to promote. And nobody wants to do that. They're like, eh, I have to do it weekly. I do it like once a month, maybe 12 bands for 12 months, you know? And I, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get sponsorship or we'll work with these other people down south. And oh, yeah, well. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe Not For Air, you know, maybe Podunk's not supposed to be the buzz, which, in a way, I kind of subconsciously want it to be because I love the fucking buzz so much. I grew up with it, and if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't want to be in radio. But the truth is, Podunk's fine the way it is. It's supposed to be underground, and that's fine because I don't have to worry about Not For Air. I can go just do fucking podcasts. And I told everybody I'd go fucking do podcasts if they weren't going to be supportive and they weren't going to be like, you know, two-way street, oh, you want to come do an interview? No, I don't have to fucking ask you all the time. You should be asking me. I've been established doing this shit. I'm the only one. You should come fucking to me if you want me to help promote your event. But nobody really does except for fucking Maxim and a couple other people. And by the way, putting my name in a comment section because someone asked for a podcast isn't a way of asking me. That's kind of insulting, really. What you should have did was go like, oh, I know this guy, Justin, tag me, and then write me and go, hey, do you want to? No. That's not what happened. So I was like, nope, busy that day, fuck off. And it's not against them, but that's, I'm not going to fucking sit here and be nice anymore. Because that's where, oh, Not For Air went wrong. I was being too fucking nice and I got walked on. So we're done with that shit. All right. So anyway, so I'm retiring Not For Air August 13th at Green Jelly. It's going to be great. It's going to be an awesome show. There's a song by Yo Skunt because I like skateboarding too, and that's more fun.
Here, and we don't think they interfere. And what a fight, we can't fight, and now we've all become fine.
nothing like watching Diamond Dallas Page hit somebody with the fucking diamond cutter. But, you know, eventually went to the stunner and the RKO. So that's awesome. Anyway, yeah, you know, that's it. We're out. That's it. I'm going to play one more song after I ramble here for a few more minutes. But, no, really, I'm out. It's been good. Not for Air has been good, but I'm over it. And I'm going to do other things. And Podunk's going to keep going regardless because, like I said, I'm running that. And all the good shows on here are pretty much just... I didn't have to do anything with that. That's self good, you know. And as far as like South Florida goes and the Treasure Coast, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm still doing stuff with Podunk. So if you want Podunk to do anything, you know, an event or have a punk show coming up, let me know and you know, we'll go from there. But, you know, I've done it all. I've done interviews with everybody. And, you know, Charbroil and El Bandito and the Power Hour of Love, give it a listen. It is a good show. It reminds me a lot of how I was with Not For Air in the beginning, where I just would play fucking anything I wanted and how weird it was. And it was different than all the other shows here in Podunk. And that's what I like about it. It's kind of reminds me of that. And these guys are good. You know, these guys really do support the local scene very well. Probably much better than I could do. And, you know, I'm just tired. I'm fucking tired. I'm over it. I'm pissed off. I'm frustrated. And, you know, it's just fuck it. Not For Air is done. And I will probably, and I got one more thing after Green Jelly as far as, well, not really, because I'm doing Underground Horror Radio, but Pure Honey, which we'll talk about. No, it'll be on the website. But there's a big event coming up in Pure Honey. Coming up in the next, in September, it's their 5-year anniversary. They're doing a big fucking thing downtown in at West Palm 500 block. So I'll probably be there. We'll be doing interviews. Maybe I'll have a table set up. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it, you know. And you know, I'll be promoting that stuff on the Podunk page. It's on the website now. But you know, really, I don't have to do too much for that as far as like a show. So the big thing now is pretty much Underground Horror Radio, and that's coming back tomorrow night. So listen to that at 9, and then of course, you know, Charbroil El Bandito's Power Over Love. It's kind of like a dorky Thursday night block of nerdisms. They got their show, which is about dorky stuff. And playing local great music. And my show, or Nicole's show, Underground Horror Radio, is about, you know, horror movies and comics and games and playing, like, horror punk and psychobilly. And bands like, you know, the Bloodstrings, the Misfits, whatever else I feel like playing. And, you know, we're going to kind of restructure that a little bit. We kind of crammed everything we could from the summer into one episode, so that was kind of, we didn't really have much. It was too much stuff. So I think starting next week or the week after, it'll be a lot better. And we're, like I said, we're gearing up for Spooky Empire. So that'll be, and that's another thing, you know, Not For Air got me Spooky Empire. So, I mean, again, it hasn't been all bad. I've done everything I think I can do with it. And I think letting the guys, you know, and I'll work with them, you know, I mean, we're still working together over there at Maxim and of course, you know, Charbroil and El Bandito. But I just think Not For Air is done. And it's been great. And next week will probably be the final on-air episode, if that. And then, of course, Green Jelly is the official send-off. And that's fine. Podunk Radio, 5 years kicking ass. So here's another tune. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Sick Boys Radio after this. And, you know, tunes and tunes all the fucking time. You can't beat that shit. You can't beat that with a porno and two pornos and a jack rack. So, you know, might as well just enjoy yourself. I've heard worse. Anyway, anybody ever heard of The Descendants? I don't know. We'll be right back.
This is Not For Air Underground Radio.